أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ياسين والقرآن الحكيم. إنك لمن المرسلين على صراط مستقيم. تنزيل العزيز الرحيم. لتنذر قوما ما أنذر آباؤهم فهم غافلون. لقد حق القول على أكثرهم فهم لا يؤمنون. إنا جعلنا في أعناقهم أغلالا فهي إلى الأذقان فهم مقمحون. وجعلنا من بين أيديهم سدا ومن خلفهم سدا فأغشيناهم فهم لا يبصرون. وسواء عليهم أأنذرتهم أم لم تنذرهم لا يؤمنون. إنما تنذر من اتبع الذكر وخشي الرحمن بالغيب فبشره بمغفرة وأجر كريم. إنا نحن نحيي الموتى ونكتب ما قدموا وآثارهم وكل شيء أحصيناه في إمام مبين. واضرب لهم مثلا أصحاب القرية إذ جاءها المرسلون. إذ أرسلنا إليهم اثنين فكذبوهما فعززنا بثالث فقالوا إنا إليكم مرسلون. قالوا ما أنتم إلا بشر مثلنا وما أنزل الرحمن من شيء إن أنتم إلا تكذبون. قالوا ربنا يعلم إنا إليكم لمرسلون وما علينا إلا البلاغ المبين. قالوا إنا تطيرنا بكم لئن لم تنتهوا لنرجمنكم وليمسنكم منا عذاب أليم. قالوا طائركم معكم أئن ذكرتم بل أنتم قوم مسرفون. وجاء من أقصى المدينة رجل يسعى قال يا قوم اتبعوا المرسلين اتبعوا من لا يسألكم أجرا وهم مهتدون. وما لي لا أعبد الذي فطرني وإليه ترجعون. أأتخذ من دونه آلهة إن يردني الرحمن بضر لا تغن عني شفاعتهم شيئا ولا ينقذون. إني إذا لفي ضلال مبين. إني آمنت بربكم فاسمعون. قيل ادخل الجنة قال يا ليت قومي يعلمون. بما غفر لي ربي وجعلني من المكرمين. وما أنزلنا على قومه من بعده من جند من السماء وما كنا منزلين. إن كانت إلا صيحة واحدة فإذا هم خامدون. يا حسرة على العباد ما يأتيهم من رسول إلا كانوا به يستهزئون. ألم يروا كم أهلكنا قبلهم من القرون أنهم إليهم لا يرجعون. وإن كل لما جميع لدينا محضرون. وآية لهم الأرض الميتة أحييناها وأخرجنا منها حبا فمنه يأكلون. وجعلنا فيها جنات من نخيل وأعناب وفجرنا فيها من العيون. ليأكلوا من ثمره وما عملته أيديهم أفلا يشكرون. سبحان الذي خلق الأزواج كلها مما تنبت الأرض ومن أنفسهم ومما لا يعلمون. وآية لهم الليل نسلخ منه النهار فإذا هم مظلمون. والشمس تجري لمستقر لها ذلك تقدير العزيز العليم. والقمر قدرناه منازل حتى عاد كالعرجون القديم. لا الشمس ينبغي لها أن تدرك القمر ولا الليل سابق النهار وكل في فلك يسبحون. وآية لهم أنا حملنا ذريتهم في الفلك المشحون. وخلقنا لهم من مثله ما يركبون. وإن نشأ نغرقهم فلا صريخ لهم ولا هم ينقذون. إلا رحمة منا ومتاعا إلى حين. وإذا قيل لهم اتقوا ما بين أيديكم وما خلفكم لعلكم ترحمون. وما تأتيهم من آية من آيات ربهم إلا كانوا عنها معرضين. وإذا قيل لهم أنفقوا مما رزقكم الله قال الذين كفروا للذين آمنوا أنطعم من لو يشاء الله أطعمه إن أنتم إلا في ضلال مبين. ويقولون متى هذا الوعد إن كنتم صادقين ما ينظرون إلا صيحة واحدة تأخذهم وهم يخصمون فلا يستطيعون توصية ولا إلى أهلهم يرجعون ونفخ في الصور فإذا هم من الأجداث إلى ربهم ينسلون قالوا يا ويلنا من بعثنا من مرقدنا هذا ما وعد الرحمن وصدق المرسلون إن كانت إلا صيحة واحدة فإذا هم جميع لدينا محضرون فاليوم لا تظلم نفس شيئا ولا تجزون إلا ما كنتم تعملون إن أصحاب الجنة اليوم في شغل فاكهون هم وأزواجهم في ظلال على الأرائك متكئون لهم فيها فاكهة ولهم ما يدعون سلام قولا من رب رحيم وامتازوا اليوم أيها المجرمون ألم أعهد إليكم يا بني آدم أن لا تعبدوا الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين وأن اعبدوني هذا صراط مستقيم ولقد أضل منكم جبلا كثيرا أفلم تكونوا تعقلون هذه جهنم التي كنتم توعدون اصلوها اليوم بما كنتم تكفرون اليوم نختم على أفواههم وتكلمنا أيديهم وتشهد أرجلهم بما كانوا يكسبون ولو نشاء لطمسنا على أعينهم فاستبقوا الصراط فأنى يبصرون ولو نشاء لمسخناهم على مكانتهم فما استطاعوا مضيا ولا يرجعون ومن نعمره ننكسه في الخلق أفلا يعقلون وما علمناه الشعر وما ينبغي له إن هو إلا ذكر وقرآن مبين لينذر من كان حيا ويحق القول على الكافرين أولم يروا أنا خلقنا لهم مما عملت أيدينا أنعاما فهم لها مالكون وذللناها لهم فمنها ركوبهم ومنها يأكلون ولهم فيها منافع ومشارب أفلا يشكرون واتخذوا من دون الله آلهة لعلهم ينصرون لا يستطيعون نصرهم وهم لهم جند محضرون فلا يحزنك قولهم إنا نعلم ما يسرون وما يعلنون أولم يرى الإنسان أنا خلقناه من نطفة فإذا هو خصيم مبين وضرب لنا مثلا ونسي خلقه قال من يحيي العظام وهي رميم قل يحييها الذي أنشأها أول مرة وهو بكل خلق عليم الذي جعل لكم من الشجر الأخضر نارا فإذا أنتم منه توقدون أوليس الذي خلق السماوات والأرض بقادر على أن يخلق مثلهم بلى وهو الخلاق العليم إنما أمره إذا أراد شيئا أن يقول له كن فيكون فسبحان الذي بيده ملكوت كل شيء وإليه ترجعون
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا وهو العزيز الغفور الذي خلق سبع سماوات طباقا ما ترى في خلق الرحمن من تفاوت فارجع البصر هل ترى من فطور ثم ارجع البصر كرتين ينقلب إليك البصر خاسئا وهو حسير ولقد زينا السماء الدنيا بمصابيح وجعلناها رجوما للشياطين وأعتدنا لهم عذاب السعير وللذين كفروا بربهم عذاب جهنم وبئس المصير إذا ألقوا فيها سمعوا لها شهيقا وهي تفور تكاد تميز من الغيظ كلما ألقي فيها فوج سألهم خزنتها ألم يأتكم نذير قالوا بلى قد جاءنا نذير فكذبنا وقلنا ما نزل الله من شيء إن أنتم إلا في ضلال كبير وقالوا لو كنا نسمع أو نعقل ما كنا في أصحاب السعير فاعترفوا بذنبهم فسحقا لأصحاب السعير إن الذين يخشون ربهم بالغيب لهم مغفرة وأجر كبير وأسروا قولكم أو اجهروا به إنه عليم بذات الصدور ألا يعلم من خلق وهو اللطيف الخبير هو الذي جعل لكم الأرض ذلولا فامشوا في مناكبها وكلوا من رزقه وإليه النشور أأمنتم من في السماء أن يخسف بكم الأرض فإذا هي تمور أم أمنتم من في السماء أن يرسل عليكم حاصبا فستعلمون كيف نذير ولقد كذب الذين من قبلهم فكيف كان نكير أولم يروا إلى الطير فوقهم صافات ويقبض ما يمسكهن إلا الرحمن إنه بكل شيء بصير أمن هذا الذي هو جند لكم ينصركم من دون الرحمن إن الكافرون إلا في غرور أمن هذا الذي يرزقكم إن أمسك رزقه بل لجوا في عتو ونفور أفمن يمشي مكبا على وجهه أهدى أمن يمشي سويا على صراط مستقيم قل هو الذي أنشأكم وجعل لكم السمع والأبصار والأفئدة قليلا ما تشكرون قل هو الذي ذرأكم في الأرض وإليه تحشرون ويقولون متى هذا الوعد إن كنتم صادقين قل إنما العلم عند الله وإنما أنا نذير مبين فلما رأوه زلفة سيئت وجوه الذين كفروا وقيل هذا الذي كنتم به تدعون قل أرأيتم إن أهلكني الله ومن معي أو رحمنا فمن يجير الكافرين من عذاب أليم قل هو الرحمن آمنا به وعليه توكلنا فستعلمون من هو في ضلال مبين قل أرأيتم إن أصبح ماؤكم غورا فمن يأتيكم بماء معين صدق الله العظيم.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم تجھ کو غافل فکر عقبا کچھ نہیں تجھ کو غافل فکر عقبا کچھ نہیں، کھانا دو کا عیش دنیا کچھ نہیں، تجھ کو غافل فکر عقبا کچھ نہیں، کھانا دو کا عیش دنیا کچھ نہیں، زندگی چند روزہ کچھ نہیں، زندگی چند روزہ کچھ نہیں، کچھ نہیں اس کا بھروسہ کچھ نہیں، کچھ نہیں اس کا بھروسہ کچھ نہیں، ایک دن مرنا ہے آخر موت ہے، کر لے جو کرنا ہے آخر موت ہے، ایک دن مرنا ہے آخر موت ہے، کر لے جو کرنا ہے آخر موت ہے، ہو رہی ہے عمر مثل برف کم، ہو رہی ہے عمر مثل برف کم، چپ کے رفتہ رفتہ دم بدم، ہو رہی ہے عمر مثل برف کم، چپ کے رفتہ رفتہ دم بدم، سانس ہے ایک رہ روے ملک عدم، دفعتن ایک روز یہ جائے گا تھم، ایک دن مرنا ہے آخر موت ہے، کر لے جو کرنا ہے آخر موت ہے، ایک دن مرنا ہے آخر موت ہے، کر لے جو کرنا ہے آخر موت ہے. This is part of a lengthy poetry of Hazrat Khwaja Azizul Hasan Majzub Rahmatullah Alayh, which used to be recited in the majlis of Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh practically every night after the Taraweeh prayers, because it is not just poetry, it is a waaz, it is a bayan, it is to get us up from our slumber and sleep, from our negligence, from our indifference, from our ghaflat, and to make us realize that this world is a temporary world, it is a transitory world, it's a bridge over which you cross into the hereafter. Whilst we are in this world, we will eat, we will drink, we will marry, we will run our business, we will do lots of things. But for all these things, we have to be concerned that it must be within the parameters of Sharia. It must be for the pleasure of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We must not say that we are earning halal rizq, or we are running our business for the purpose of halal rizq, and after that we are neglecting the farz and the wajibat. On the one hand, we are saying that we are practicing on Sharia, that we are following Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's teachings, that we are running our businesses. We are running it so that we get halal rizq. But in the meantime, the zuhr namaz is qaza, the asr namaz is qaza, zakat is not paid, haram items are sold, so many other things happen. And what we say, we're doing it for the pleasure of Allah, we are earning halal rizq and sustenance. So all these things happen because we forget that anything can happen anytime. Daf'atan sar par jo pahunche ajal. Suddenly if the angel of death strikes, then what? Fir kahan tu aur kahan darul amal? Where will you be after that? If the angel of death suddenly takes away your life, then where will you be? Where will you have the opportunity to make any amal after that? Therefore he says that zindagi, your life, he says umr, ho rahi hai umr misle barf kam. Your life is melting away like that block of ice. If you keep a block of ice in the sun, drop by drop, chupke rafta rafta dam badam, drop by drop, that ice will melt away. But there at least you can watch the ice melting away. If somebody has to keep a block of ice, then we can watch that it was that high, now it came that high, now it came that much, now it came that much. Drop by drop it's melting, but at least you can keep a check. The person can observe that the ice is melting. So it came halfway, so he says, well, straight away take it and put it in the freezer or put it in the fridge or put it in your cold drinks and put it in your juices. Make use of it quickly. Why? Because it's melting away. Because the person can see that the ice is going down. The block is melting away. We don't see much of it here, but go to India, Pakistan and all these places where on the streets the cold drinks and the juices are sold. So they have these blocks of ice, they cover it with sacks and they try to protect it as much as possible from melting away quickly. But there the person has got some kind of an idea now, how much has melted away. But this life, to say that it is melting away like a block of ice, also I say that it is not the correct comparison. Of course, on the one hand, it is Hazrat Khaja Azizul Hasan Majzub Rahmatullah Alayhi's poetry. And what he is saying is the truth, that like how that ice melts away drop by drop, like that life too is melting away drop by drop. But on the other hand, what I say with the fazal of Allah Ta'ala is that that block of ice, at least you can see that it is coming down. But our lives, can we say now that now you have reached half the stage of your life? Can anybody say that? That now at your 30th year of life, you still have another 30 years to go because 50% has melted away? Or can anybody say that because you are only 10 years of age, my dear son, you still have another 75% of life left or 90% of life left? Nobody can say that. And especially in our times now, there's no shortage of evidence. What happened there in Afghanistan? 7 children eating with the father breakfast. 1 bomb came and all 7 gone. Little flowers, which did not even bloom as yet. So you say this life which is melting away, at least that block of ice you can see and you can gauge that 20% gone, 30% gone, 50% gone. But the life, daf'atan, suddenly, if that angel comes and extracts that soul, the greatest scientist of the world, the greatest philosopher, no matter how much of technology there may be in existence, putting all together, you cannot save the life of that person if the time is up. Therefore he says, Zindagi chand roza kuch nahi, kuch nahi iska bharosa kuch nahi. These few days of life, don't trust. It's just a few days of life. Iska bharosa kuch nahi. You can't trust. Nobody can trust his life. It is such a companion that you can't trust. When it leaves you, you can't trust. And you can't hold it to. You can't take it to court, fight any case and battle. You can't say there was treachery, I was deserted. It just goes, finished, gone. So ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai, kar le jo karna hai, aakhir maut hai. If only we only understand this. Ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai, kar le jo karna hai, aakhir maut hai. And the same thing we'll be repeating over the next 10 nights and 10 days. Because it is not intended just for information. All these things are not for information. Many of us know it, we have by-hearted it, and we heard it many, many times. But have we taken a lesson from it? Have we said that now I have taken a lesson, so therefore I am going to put my life right. I am going to put my life right. Wherever I have gone off, wherever I have deviated, wherever I have violated Allah Ta'ala's ahkam, wherever I have trampled upon people's rights, I'm going to put everything right now. Because ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai. So if we have taken that lesson, alhamdulillah. If we haven't taken the lesson, we must repeatedly listen to it. We must repeatedly listen so that we take a lesson. Ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai. Kar le jo karna hai, aakhir maut hai. And especially my young friends who are here, it gives me great happiness and satisfaction to see so many young boys, young friends, who have left their outside activities and have come into the masjid this part of the night. You don't know how happy and pleased Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is when a young person who is full of energy, vitality, strength, he's got everything going for him. He's got a good car, he's got money, he's got everything. And he sacrifices the haram pleasures and he turns towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Then what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is going to give him, he does not know. And now Allah ta'ala doesn't delay it, he gives it very quickly. I've got so many letters from different people, young people. The happiness that they have found when they gave up the haram in their lives, and the restlessness that they were experiencing, and the problems that they were going through, and the depression that they were suffering, although young, when they were engaged in all haram activities. Outwardly, those activities which give people enjoyment and pleasure and fun. So this is an ideal opportunity. These last 10 days and nights of Ramadan, make use of it, because ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai. And inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will not take away your pleasure. Allah Ta'ala will give you true and real pleasure. You have made a sacrifice of haram pleasures. That's all. That which would have harmed you, Allah Ta'ala replaces it with halal pleasures. So much of it that it is like an ocean of noor that then flows into the heart. Therefore Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Alayhi says that don't be too frightened and scared and worried to give up haram. Outwardly it seems that you are giving your life away. He says, but Allah Ta'ala takes away half your life. He won't take more than half. He says, in this pleasures that you are giving up, it won't be more than half your life. But He'll take away half and He will give you 100 lives. He says, He'll take away half your life, and in replacement He will give you 100 lives. Now you will say that one body, how can you have 100 lives in there? Now these are not things that you can explain by words. How can you explain by words sweetness of sugar, or bitterness, or something that is sour? Now these things you can't explain by words. You can just give the meaning, dictionary meaning, literal meaning, that this is what it means. But there is no way that you can really explain to a person who has not tasted sweetness that what is sweetness of sugar. A person who has never in his life tasted anything that is sour, then you cannot explain in words what is sour. A person who hasn't tasted anything bitter, then he will not know what is the meaning of bitter. Now these are things that a person has to experience. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, He wants us to experience the sweetness of Iman. So today, tonight, just this one couplet is sufficient for our Islam purposes. That ho rahi hai umr misl barf kam, chupke chupke rafta rafta dam badam, saans hai ek reh rave mulke adam, daf'atan ek roz ye ho jayega tham. Ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai, kar le jo karna hai, aakhir maut hai. Do whatever you have to do. I explain this, that two people take two different kinds of meanings from this. Kar le jo karna hai, aakhir maut hai. Those who don't believe in Allah Ta'ala, those who don't believe in the Akhirat, those who don't believe in Jannat and Jahannam, those who do not have any yaqeen on the Malaika, on the Anbiya, on the Day of Judgment, they too say the same thing. Do whatever you have to do, because one day you are going to die. So which means that commit as much zina as you want, enjoy as much dancing and clubhouses and cinemas and theaters and casinos, because one day you're going to die. So before you die, make the best of it. So they also say the same thing. And what we say is that kar le jo karna hai aakhir maut hai, that whatever you have to do, do it now, because one day you're going to die. So whatever ibadat you want to make, whatever zikr you want to make, whatever tilawat you want to make, whatever charities you want to give, whatever generosity and kindness you want to show, whatever istighfar and tawbah you want to make, whatever good deeds you want to do, whatever kindness you want to show to your children, to your family, to the neighbors, to the poor and needy, do it now, because tomorrow could be too late. You are going to die one day. So before the day of death comes, do it. So the same poetry, but two different people take two different meanings. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of taking the correct meaning and making our islah, because time is running out. Look at this Ramadan. We're still discussing Ramadan is coming. And before we know, before we can even say anything or realize that we are in Ramadan, we are already in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. That's how fast this Ramadan is going. These are all signs of Qiyamah, everything that is happening around the world. In Israel, you can see now is asking for another 1 million Jews to come to Israel. Now this is a sign of Qiyamah. Before this Qiyamah, the Jews will all head for Israel. So it's one of the signs of Qiyamah. So let us do whatever has to be done before it is too late. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. اے میرے داتا اے میرے مالک اے میرے مولا اے میرے والی اے میرے داتا اے میرے مالک اے میرے مولا اے میرے والی شاہنشاہ دو عالم تو ہے سب سے تیری سرکار ہے عالی شان تیری ہر آن نئی ہے گاہ جمالی گاہ جلالی وہ بھی عجب خوش بخت ہے جس نے قلب میں تیری یاد بسالی شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ اللہ Allah 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 قصب میں دنیا ہی کے رہا میں دین کی دولت کچھ نہ کمائی قصب میں دنیا ہی کے رہا میں دین کی دولت کچھ نہ کمائی وقت یوں ہی بیکار گزارا عمر یوں ہی غفلت میں گوائی شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ
لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ پنجہِ غم سے مجھ کو چھڑا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ سن میرے نالے سن میرے نالے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ سن میرے نالے سن میرے نالے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ اپنا بنا لے اپنا بنا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 اپنی رضا میں مجھ کو مٹا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ اپنی رضا میں مجھ کو مٹا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ کر دے فنا سب میرے ارادے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ جام محبت اپنا پلا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ جام محبت اپنا پلا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ دل میں میرے یاد اپنی رچا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 دیدہ دل میں تجھ کو بسا لوں سب سے ہٹا لوں اپنی نظر میں دیدہ دل میں تجھ کو بسا لوں سب سے ہٹا لوں اپنی نظر میں تیرا ہی جلوہ پیش نظر ہو جاؤں کہیں میں دیکھو جدھر میں تیرا تصور ایسا جمالوں قلب میں مثل نقش حجر میں تیرا تصور ایسا جمالوں قلب میں مثل نقش حجر میں بھول سکوں تا عمر نہ تجھ کو چاہوں بلانا خود بھی اگر میں شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پیر ہو اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ 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 کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ جل جلالہ اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف اے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما او بھائی بلاول اللہ او بھائی رحیم اللہ او بھائی کریم اللہ او مائی فورگیونگ اللہ او بھائی کمپیشنیٹ کائن اللہ فورگیو ایچ اینڈ ایوری ون آف اس او اللہ دس از اے مبارک نائٹ Oh Allah, you gave us the tawfiq of sitting here. Oh my Allah, you out of your fazl and kindness, you gave us the tawfiq
to come and sit here and make tawbah and istighfar, and to make your zikr, and to make tilawat of the Quran Sharif, and for so many brothers to sit in i'tikaf. Oh my Allah, this is only your generosity. It is only your fazl and your ihsan. It is your grace and your mercy. If it had not been for your kindness, oh my Allah, we do not know in which cinema we would have been. We do not know in which prostitute quarters we could have been. We do not know in which casino we could have been. We do not know before which idols we would have been folding our hands. We do not know in which churches we would have been ringing bells. Oh my beloved Allah, it is only your ihsan, your fazl, your karam that you gave us the tawfiq of iman. You blessed us with iman. You blessed us with iman. You blessed us with iman. Oh Allah, we have not shown any appreciation for this great gift of yours. We have shown no appreciation for this great gift of yours. Oh my beloved Allah, we didn't have to make any effort for iman. We were not punished. We were not tortured. We were not stoned. Oh my Allah, the value of iman, the Sahaba-e-Kiram radiyallahu anhu majma'een know. What torture they experienced. How much of persecution. Oh my beloved Allah, they knew the value of iman. Oh Allah, this great gift of iman which you have blessed us with, give us the tawfiq of appreciation.
Ameen.
Allah, give us the tawfiq of appreciation.
Ameen.
Oh Allah, forgive each and every one of us.
Ameen.
Forgive each and every one of us.
Ameen.
Oh Allah, such a large gathering of young people, youth, oh my beloved Allah, who could have been in different places at this part of the night. Ya Allah, out of your mercy and kindness, you brought them into the masjid. Oh Allah, bless each and every one
Ameen.
Of them. Allah, make them assets for our community.
Ameen.
Allah, bless them with long life, with good health.
Ameen.
Allah, bless them with hidayat-e-tamma kamila. Allah, bless them with a happiness and satisfaction in their hearts on ibadat, on zikr, on tilawat. Allah, remove from their hearts those whisperings of shaitan, which takes them towards haram. Ay Allah, tu hume sabko maaf farma. Ay Allah, hum gande hai. Hum napaak hai, hum siyakar hai. Oh Allah, we are dirty, we are filthy. We have polluted our hearts with arrogance, with pride, with jealousy, with malice, with greed, with evil passions and desires. Oh Allah, after watching the television programs, after seeing the cinema, oh my Allah, after reading filthy novels and magazines, so many people even in sajdas, oh my beloved Allah, those pictures and those scenes come before them. Oh my beloved Allah, how we have polluted our hearts. Oh my beloved Allah, but you are the one who is the purifier of polluted hearts. Allah, therefore we are turning towards you. There is nothing else that has kept us here tonight. Oh Allah, except that we are seeking forgiveness of our sins. Ya Allah, we have believed in you as our Khaliq. We have believed in you as our Creator. We have believed in you as our Sustainer. We have believed in you as our Allah. We have believed in you, O my beloved Allah, as the forgiver of all sins. Ya Allah, therefore we are turning towards you. We are extending these begging bowls before you. O my Allah, if you are going to turn away your glance of rahmat and mercy from us because of our sins, then you tell us which are the doors there that we can tap. Who else is there before whom we can extend these begging bowls of ours? Ya Allah, we are turning towards you. For we have believed that everything is in your control. Our lives are in your control. Our health in your control. Our properties in your control. Our children in your control. O Allah, everything belongs to you. All kingdoms belong to you. The ground on which we walk belongs to you. The heavens and the earth belong to you. Oh my beloved Allah, all treasures lie with you. Therefore we are turning towards you. Oh Allah, forgive us. Forgive our parents. Forgive our wives and children. Forgive our brothers and sisters. Forgive our family members. Forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh my Allah, we have wasted our time in the days that went by. The days of Ramadan, oh my beloved Allah, so many have gone by. we were unable to do any justice to it. But oh Allah, the remaining days give us the tawfiq to do justice to it. Keep us away from everything that is sinful, shameless, indecent and obscene. Everything that you have forbidden and made haram. Oh my Allah, bless us with the barakat of the remaining days. Bless us with the rahmat of the remaining days. Bless us with the maghfirat of the remaining days. Oh Allah, bless us with all the best in this world and the akhirat. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirat. Ya Allah, bless us with long life. Bless the entire ummah with long life. Oh Allah, bless the entire ummah with the best of dunya and the best of akhirat. Ay mere pyare Allah, hum kamzor hai, hum zaif hai, hum sab kuch hai, lekin mere Allah, tu to qadir mutlaq hai. You are all powerful, you are all mighty. You are all hearing, all seeing, all knowing. Even if there is a tiny little black ant that is crawling on a pitch black rock, in the darkest of all nights, oh my Allah, you are aware of the movement of that ant. You provide sustenance for that ant. How can you not be aware of what we are doing in the darkness of nights? How can you not be aware of what we are doing in the light of day? How can you not be aware of our movements? Oh Allah, it's just your compassion and your forgiveness and your generosity and your kindness that you do not seize us there and then. Oh Allah, if you had seized us the moment we committed sins, none of us would have been existing on the surface of this earth. Ay, very Allah, how kind you are that in spite of all the sins that we commit, you give us so much to eat, so much to drink, clothes to wear, shelter above our heads, modes of transport, wives, children. Oh my Allah, if there had been another Allah, he would have destroyed us by now. Oh my Allah, we use all your ni'mats, all the blessings given by you. We use the food, we drink the water given by you. Oh Allah, we make use of every ni'mat provided by you for your disobedience and your displeasure. Oh my Allah, whatever life has melted away like the block of ice on a sunny day is gone. We cannot bring back one second from that life. Oh Allah, we cannot bring back anything from the past. And as we speak, oh Allah, it is gone to the past. And the future is totally unknown. Oh my Allah, therefore we are seeking forgiveness for all our sins. Give us the tawfiq to make our namazes 5 times a day with jamaat. Give us the tawfiq to give zakat if due. Give us the tawfiq to fast in this month of Ramadan. And to keep the qazas if we have missed our fast. Oh my Allah, and to make the qazas of the namazes that we may have missed. And to pay back to whomsoever whatever is due. Oh Allah, if we have violated the ahkam of yours, if we have trampled upon the rights of others, give us the tawfiq to seek forgiveness from them. Oh my beloved Allah, in Kashmir, in Palestine, in Afghanistan, in Chechnya, in Bosnia, in so many other parts of the world, the Muslim Ummah has become yateen. Ay Allah, throughout the world, the Muslim Ummah has become yateen. There is nobody to pass the hand of affection over that ummah for whom my Nabi cried and cried and cried. That ummah for whom my Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam shed so much of his blood and tears. And Allah, that ummah has become yateen. Mere Allah, ab to tu raham farma, tu karam farma. Allah, open the doors of your forgiveness for that ummah. Oh my beloved Allah, especially in Palestine and Afghanistan, Allah, and in Kashmir, Mujahideen ki tu madad aur nusrat farma. Oh Allah, send the Mujahideen your unseen help. Oh Allah, your forces are unlimited. We know, oh my beloved Allah, that sometimes you test the believers. Oh Allah, the test is very, very severe. Oh my beloved Allah, we are not worthy of being tested. Oh Allah, just forgive us. Oh Allah, forgive the entire ummah. Ya Allah, send down your unseen help. Ya Allah, create the conditions of prosperity and happiness for the ummah. Ya Allah, those who are bent on destroying the ummah, either give them hidayat, bless them with iman, but if they have made up their minds that they are going to be obstacles for the ummah and they are not going to accept Islam, then oh Allah, destroy them like you destroyed the Aad and Samud. Ay Allah, is masjid ke andar, is mubarak raat mein, is mubarak mahine mein,
Oh my Allah, in this Mubarak month, in this Mubarak night of the 21st, Ya Allah, in Masjid, which is your home, we are extending our heads before you in this part of the night. Ya Allah, help the Mujahideen of Islam. Ay Allah, tu ghayb se unki madad farma. Ay Allah, dushmano ke jihazo ko takra de. Ay Allah, unko aapas mein lada de. Cause the bombs to drop upon them. Ya Allah, create division and disunity among their ranks. Ya Allah, create storms in the ocean and destroy their ships. Oh Allah, cause the planes to crash. Oh my Allah, shake the earth beneath their feet. Ya Allah, destroy their military might and power. Ya Allah, you use the Ababil to protect your Kaabatullah. Ya Allah, you use the Ababil to destroy the army of Abraha. Oh Allah, just 313 in the battle of Badr in the month of Ramadan. Oh Allah, you caused them to rout the army which was of 1,000 solidly armed. Where Allah, throughout history you have shown how you have given victory to the people of Iman and Amal-e-Saleh and Taqwa. Mere Allah, tu inko ghalib farma de. Mujahideen ko ghalib farma de. Dushmano ko maghloob farma de. Mere Allah, chote chote bachche, mere Allah, beghar ho gaye hain. Old people have become homeless. Sick and weak. Oh my Allah, have got no shelter. Ya Allah, the hospitals are filled with people who have been bombed. Allah, their bodies have been blown to pieces. Ay, mere Allah, unke upar aag barsari ja rahi hai. Shameless, oh Allah, savages are raining fire upon them. Mere Allah, in this masjid, this part of the night, we are seeking from you. And we have got yaqeen that you accept duas. Oh Allah, we know that in your wisdom, you know when you will send the help and nusrat. But oh Allah, we are weak. Oh Allah, send the help. Oh my beloved Allah, help and assist. Ya Allah, Palestine ke andar masjid aqsa ki tu hifazat farma. Yehudi zalim ke haath ko rok le. Allah, Yehudi zalim ko tu rok le. Allah, unko aisi ibratnaak saza de. Jaise tune Aad aur Samud ko di thi. Mere Allah, bless us all with your yaqeen. Bless us with your marifat. Bless us with your muhabbat. Bless us with your love, O my beloved Allah. Bless us with such a bond with you that nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you for a single moment. O my beloved Allah, one day we have to die. We have to leave this world and come to you. And we do not know when the angel of death will strike. We have heard, O my Allah. We have read in newspapers, O my Allah. And O Allah, people who watch television, they have seen. O my beloved Allah, how suddenly death comes upon a person. Ya Allah, we have shouldered so many janazas. O my beloved Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in a disco. Don't let the angel of death find us in a cinema or theater. Don't let the angel of death find us in some prostitute quarters. Don't let the angel of death find us with some filthy magazine in our hands. Oh Allah, don't let the angel of death find us on some filthy website on the computer. Oh Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in fornication or adultery. Ay mere Allah, musalman kabhi to jihad ke maidan mein marta tha, kabhi masjid mein marta tha, kabhi maa-baap ki khidmat mein marta tha. Ay Allah, kabhi deen ke kaamon mein marta tha, kabhi tijarat halal mein marta tha, aur kabhi apne ghar ke upar, ghar mein, biwi bachchon mein, ay Allah, neki mein marta tha. Lekin aaj wahi musalman koi cinema mein mar raha hai, ay Allah, koi disco mein ja raha hai, ay Allah, koi zina mein khatam ho raha hai. Mere Allah, tu hal par raham farma. When my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is informed of the condition of his ummat, what injury and pain we must be causing to him. Allah, in his Mubarak city, the filthy films can be seen on the television screens. Allah, music can be heard in abundance, just a few meters away from the Haram Sharif. Mere Allah, tu Haramain Sharifain ki hifazat farma. Haramain Sharifain ki hifazat farma. Masjid Aqsa ki hifazat farma. Hamari masajid ki hifazat farma. Bless us with barakat in our homes, barakat in our businesses, barakat in our lives,
barakat in everything that you bless us with. Allah, accept our du'as with the wasila of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All the goodness that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked from you, bless us with that goodness. Bless our parents with that goodness, our wives and children with that goodness, and the whole ummah with that goodness. And from all the fitnas and corruption and mischief that my Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked for protection, O Allah, protect the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. إِدَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين